From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, with U.S. President Donald Trump reportedly aiming for a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in November, South Korea and the U.S. canceled the second part of their annual Ulji Freedom Shield exercise. The South Korean won strengthens against the U.S. dollar with the exchange rate in the 1,301 range for the first time in about 10 and a half months. And South Korea's household credit exceeds 2 quadrillion won for the first time. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. In an unprecedented decision, South Korea and the United States have scaled down their annual combined military exercise currently underway. The two sides announced a move in the wake of U.S. President Donald Trump's instructions for the Pentagon earlier this week and his attempt to revive diplomacy with North Korea. Baek Ju-yeon has more.
The Trump administration has shortened the South Korea-U.S. Ulji Freedom Shield exercise to 5 days from 11. On Wednesday, just 3 days into the annual combined exercise, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff announced that the training will end Friday. South Korea and the U.S. initially planned to stage the defense portion of the drills until Friday and start the strike-back phase next week. North Korea has long criticized the second part of the joint drills as a rehearsal for an invasion. The allies said they are also scaling back their live-fire field training exercises.
How do you respond to folks who say that you are prioritizing the interests of adversaries in North Korea over our longtime partners by scaling back these military exercises?
No, I'm making it much safer.
With the U.S. midterm elections fast approaching amid the protracted war against Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump announced earlier this week that he had instructed Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to substantially reduce the joint exercise, citing his good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korea's refusal to assist the U.S. in Iran.
Kim Jong-un has always treated me with great respect.
The U.S. Department of War said in a statement that the adjustments to the military exercise will not downgrade its intended training objectives and will still preserve the allies' essential readiness. But the Joint Chiefs Chairman had to cancel his inspection of the exercise today due to the unprecedented decision to cut the annual drills short. The South Korean side says the allied forces will discuss ways to achieve the objectives of the exercise going forward. Baek Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is reportedly pushing his aides to set up a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as early as this fall. The Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday, citing U.S. officials, that Trump has privately talked about organizing the meeting during his upcoming trip to Asia, which could happen in November for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Shenzhen, China. The WSJ noted that although official preparations for the potential face-to-face with Kim have yet to begin, Trump views it as an opportunity to resume dialogue with Pyongyang. Trump and Kim held a historic summit in Singapore in June 2018 during Trump's first term, but their nuclear negotiations broke down the following February in Vietnam. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged nearly 6% on Wednesday, tumbling into the 6,400 range. According to the Korea Exchange, the KOSPI ended the session at 6,471.17, down 398.66 points, or 5.8% from the previous trading day. The index fell as low as 6,400.81 during the session, briefly threatening to drop below 6,400. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ closed at 824.46, down 9.74 points, or 1.17% from the previous session. The South Korean won strengthened against the U.S. dollar by 14.11, trading at 1,397.71 per dollar as of 3:30 p.m. SK Hynix has decided to repurchase some 24 million company shares and cancel them as part of a shareholder return plan. The shares are worth 40 trillion won, or about 28.6 billion U.S. dollars. The South Korean memory chip maker reached the decision Wednesday during a board of directors meeting. The company will begin acquiring the shares Thursday and will cancel them in their entirety after completing the buyback November 19. The cancellation, affecting roughly 3.3% of all shares issued, will be the largest of its kind among the nation's listed companies.
–
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
South Korea's household credit has exceeded 2 quadrillion won, or around 1.4 trillion U.S. dollars, for the first time. According to provisional data from the Bank of Korea on Wednesday, outstanding household credit stood at an all-time high of nearly 2.02 quadrillion won at the end of June. The amount of credit, or the sum of all credit purchases and loans extended to households by financial institutions, increased 25.9 trillion won from 3 months earlier. Outstanding household loans rose 24.9 trillion won to 1.89 quadrillion won, with mortgages increasing 12.2 trillion won. South Korea will hold a nationwide civil defense drill simulating an air raid on Thursday, starting at 2 p.m. and lasting for 20 minutes. According to a statement from the Ministry of the Interior and Safety, the drill will follow this sequence: an air raid warning, an alert warning, and then an all-clear signal. When the air raid warning siren sounds at 2 p.m., all citizens should immediately evacuate to the nearest civil defense shelter or a nearby underground area. At 2:15 p.m., when the alert warning is issued, individuals can leave the shelters but should remain on alert while moving around. Seoul has announced plans to create a network of shaded walking routes across the city so citizens can walk in the shade as summer heat waves intensify. During a briefing at City Hall on Wednesday, Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon unveiled the city's latest urban policy, known as the Right to Shaded Walkways. It aims to incorporate shaded walkways into the city's master plan and neighborhood-level plans, implementing the concept in phases through projects that will reshape the urban environment, including district unit plans, redevelopment projects, and public construction efforts. The plan involves integrating street trees, gardens, building shades, canopies, open public spaces, and pedestrian corridors into a cohesive system. South Korea's under-18 men's basketball team defeated Japan 67-64 at the 2026 FIBA U18 Asia Cup in Ahmedabad, India, on Tuesday. Led by coach Shin Jong-seok, the team gave an exhilarating performance to win its final Group D preliminary match, securing first place in the group and a ticket to the quarterfinals. South Korea earlier beat Kazakhstan 95-68 and India 90-61. The heroes of the U18 team's victory over Japan were twin brothers Yoon Ji-won and Yoon Ji-hoon, both of Gyeongbok High School. Mostly cloudy conditions are expected across the country on Thursday, with showers continuing in most areas. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, morning lows on Thursday are forecast to range from 21 to 26 degrees Celsius nationwide, including 25 degrees in Busan, with some areas likely to experience tropical nights. Daytime temperatures will range from 28 to 33 degrees, including 31 degrees in Seoul and 33 degrees in Gwangju and Daegu, making for hot and humid conditions. Waves will rise to between 2 and 3 meters in the open waters south of Jeju Island. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.